Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Katie Britton. Originally penned 15 years ago, the 30 things every woman should have and should know by the time she's 30 went viral as women began to forward it to one another online. Few people know it was written by Glamour magazine's Pamela Redmond-Satran, some even going so far as believing Maya Angelou or Hillary Clinton wrote it. To help put those misnomers to bed, the editors of Glamour and Redmond-Satran have put together a book expanding each of the items on the list with real-life stories from the likes of Susie Orman, Angie Harmon, and Taylor Swift. I spoke with Pamela Redmond-Satran about the list and how she came up with it.
I started a column at Glamour called The Glamour List in the mid-90s, and I actually still write the list with Kim Bonnell. But in 97, I wrote a list called 30 Things Every Woman Should Have and Should Know by the Time She's 30. It was published. You know, we went on. We published another one the next month. And a couple of years later, one day I opened my email, and there was my list, except it wasn't attributed to Glamour. It didn't have my name on it. And it became this internet sensation. It was a chain email that women would forward to each other all over the world, and eventually became known as Maya Angelou's best poem ever. Over time, then, Glamour republished it and wrote about it. I wrote a story for the Huffington Post called I Wrote Maya Angelou's Best Poem Ever. Mary Schmeek at the Chicago Tribune, who just won the Pulitzer Prize and who was the columnist who wrote the original Wear Sunscreen column that was widely attributed to Kurt Vonnegut. She wrote about me and about this list. So it kind of achieved as much notoriety for being misattributed as it did for its nuggets of wisdom.
Did you mind so much that it started to become misattributed?
Well, I thought that, I wanted credit for having written it, and I wanted credit for Glamour for having published it. And so I did work, you know, with people who'd published it with the wrong name to set them straight. And definitely writing about it in Glamour and the piece in the Huffington Post did a lot to let people know that there was actually a rightful author and that it was me in Glamour magazine.
Now, your list column was successful. Did you know that this would just really take off and skyrocket?
No, I think it's like, you know, many things that go viral. You know, when this went viral, there wasn't even a term for going viral. And when it first, you know, I found out about it because it landed in my email box. So, you know, at first I thought this was an isolated incident, but I never suspected that this would get so big. But it's funny, just the other day I was cleaning out my basement, and we moved into this house 12 years ago, and there were, I think, like everybody has boxes, you know, that they just haven't opened. And in one of the boxes, I found the original idea memo for this list. And I said, well, this idea kind of takes off on a couple of other lists that we did that were really successful. And one of them, which has been totally forgotten, is things every woman should do by the time she's 30. I don't know where that is or what I said in that, but, you know, this was kind of a second-tier idea. So why this one got popular and that one didn't, I'm not sure.
There are millions of women looking at these lists. And in retrospect, is there anything that you would think, maybe I wouldn't have put that on there if I were doing it today and looking back rather than where you were at the time?
You know, no, I there isn't. You know, for me, I was over 30 when I wrote this, and I'm even more over 30 now in the really way aging has of continually going forward. And it still rings very true for me. It's interesting because when it became an internet sensation, the last clause, by the time she's 30, fell off, and it was just 30 things every woman should have and should know. And I think that no matter what age you are, a lot of these things do resonate. I find them, you know, resonating for me in my life, thinking, you know, yes, I need a dress to wear in case the employer of my dream calls in an hour. And I can't tell you, you know, how many times that dress may have sat in my closet for 364 days, but then the Today Show calls and they want you on that afternoon, you've got the dress. And so that's the kind of thing I'll always think every woman should have.
And, I mean, it goes from something like that with having that one outfit as well as moving to a youth you're content to move beyond.
Right. You know, I felt then and I still feel now writing the list that these items are really simple and often deceptively simple. You know, a youth you're content to move beyond, 7 words, pretty simple idea, and yet I think that that encompasses a very big feeling that, you know, by the time you're 30, that you are moving into a new phase of life and that you should be happy to move into that new phase of life. I think something that comes up a lot for me through all the years of writing the list and something that my co-writer Kim Bonnell and I talk about a lot now is when we use that word should, you know, I think women have always been given a lot of shoulds and often feel oppressed by the word should. And so, you know, I feel like I want to be very careful when I use that word should for other people and when I kind of apply it to myself. So, you know, I don't want to say you should be married by the time you're 30. You should have kids if you're going to have them. Even that you should have the career you intend to stay in. It's more kind of a bigger sense of being at this life stage where you should have perhaps experimented in some ways that went right and experimented in ways that went wrong and know enough, you know, to tell the difference and cross the stuff that didn't work out off your list.
I know when I hit 30, at first I panicked. And then I thought, well, heck, I'll just throw myself a big party and welcome myself into the adult world.
That's fantastic. I mean, you know, I think there's probably a list to be written of, you know, things you should do on your 30th birthday. But, you know, when I wrote the introduction to this book, I was writing about my own 30th birthday, and I was meditating a lot on, you know, that exact day, how I felt on that day, and, you know, and how I felt about the age. And the image that came to me was that, you know, of a train pulling into a station, and that, you know, you changed trains at 30 and you got onto another, the grown-up train. And, you know, some things you kept with you and some things it was time to leave behind, whether you were able at that moment to leave them behind or not. I think that you know it's time. And even talking about it now, but certainly writing it, it made me feel very emotional. I think it's a very emotional turning point in anyone's life, but especially in a woman's life.
Number 14, by 30, you should know in that column, it's not to apologize for something that isn't your fault. And I think that, you know, there are just so many people, and myself included, that just say, oh, I'm sorry, when you haven't done anything.
I know. I do the same thing. And I have to say that there are a few items on the list that were tweaked in the new edition from the original list. And that one is especially a pet item of Glamour's wonderful editor-in-chief, Cindy Levy, who we all tend to do that. And I think she says, you know, women of the world, stop.
The wonderful thing about this book, yes, we have our list, but you have so many people giving their thoughts about that particular number. For you, what was it like to look back and see all these people like Susie Orman or Taylor Swift or Portia de Rossi chiming in about your list?
I mean, it was really an amazing experience because these, you know, I'm fans of these people. You know, I read about Taylor Swift, who at such a young age has such wisdom and who has this capacity to, you know, be both strong and vulnerable, which, you know, if you want to reduce something to 2 words, I think that's what, you know, a lot of women are aiming toward. You know, certainly if you're an artist of any kind, that's what you are aiming toward. Susie Orman, Katie Couric, you know, people I admire so much. Portia de Rossi, who writes so movingly about what she went through to become the real individual that she is. So to think of, you know, something that is such a simple list, yet certainly touched so many thousands of women around the world over the years. And now to have these women who I admire so much, you know, take these simple words and write about them is very moving for me.
The book is 30 Things Every Woman Should Have and Should Know by the Time She's 30. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Again, it's the 30 Things Every Woman Should Have and Should Know by the Time She's 30 by the editors of Glamour and Pamela Redmond-Zatram. It is published by Hyperion. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Nothing without a woman or a girl.